morning, everybody. It's WMFO Medford. Just let this finish up right here. That was a fabulous Carissa Johnson and Only Roses. I just had to let that play on the robot. That was just a great track from one of the many, many local Boston talented people that are here. It's just awesome. All right, I'm Mike on the mic. It's 9 a.m. on Saturday. It is February 3rd already, and I'm very pleased to have my co-DJ sitting right across from me here, Ben Lowengard.
I'm back in the room again.
Yeah. How are you?
Great. I'm great. I'm warm.
Are you? That makes one of us.
I'm warm and comfy in the chair.
I'm all about complaining, so I'm not warm and comfy.
All right. Well, yeah, it's freezing outside, yeah. But it did rise 2 degrees on the way here. So
it's 14 now?
That's 14, right? Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah,
lucky 14.
Yeah, but remember, though, like what we went through over the holidays, that was cold.
That was very cold.
With wind chills down to like -20, yeah.
Right, and the weather was not cooperating very well.
The weather was frightful.
Especially since it was like 70 degrees like the week before.
Yeah.
November was very warm until it got very cold.
Welcome to New England. All right, so I guess people are really quite enthralled with our meteorology discussion, but let's change to music. We're here for 2 hours until 11 a.m., until Something About the Women comes in. If you haven't heard that, that's a great take for a Saturday. It's 2 hours, all women artists, any genre, and it's all women DJs as well. It's the longest-running show of that type anywhere, in the States anyway. I don't know about around the world, but check it out, 11 o'clock. That'll be happening, and until then, Ben and I will be here doing Freeform. This is a Freeform radio station. We can play anything we want within reason, as long as they don't say terrible, dirty things too often, because it's an FCC station. But otherwise, we try to do about 5-song sets. First song is usually something new, and new can be in quotes. It doesn't have to be like yesterday. It can be within the last 3 or 4 months or 6 months, but new. Does that make any sense at all? I don't know. Ben's question marks are
Mike
coming out
Newman.
Of Ben's forehead right there. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I can call the shots on the new.
There you go.
Yeah, the second, third, and fourth song can kind of be anything free for me. It usually is born out of whatever came before it somehow. And the fifth song is my favorite song on the set. That one I try to play something that's either hasn't been heard in a long time or something I just discovered that I want to pass on to you, and you can go, whoa, that's really pretty cool. So that's what I try to do. So that said, we're going to begin with that plan. The first new noise of the day is a band called The Shackletons. They have a new single out called Minnesota Girls. Brand new here at WMFO Medford. Stick around, everybody.
Out, I'm treading water again, 1,000 miles east of where the horizon line met its end. Half a country from where ukulele girls played the same songs over and over, voices flatter than Winnipeg. Why can't they all be Minnesota girls? I'm sorry, Brian Wilson, but you were wrong.
life in NYC. But that's okay, I'm kicking it with my friends at the 7th Street entry.
here lies the powder and perfume. The pretty clothes are scattered round the room, and it's so like candy. Here lies the lipstick and the face, the colored tablets keep it all in place, and it's so like candy, so like candy. What did I do to make a girl? Why does it be the one that I have to love so?
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
WMFO, Medford, Good morning, 927 in the morning. Mike, all over the mic this morning at the station. Climbing everywhere, that's what I'm doing. And I'm here with Ben Lowengard. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, Mike. Got your... We're all sentimentally hygienated right now.
Yeah. Well, you have a way with a segue into a discussion about a song. Yeah, the great Warren Zevon. Yeah. And we added that at the last minute.
You can't help but love him.
No, I mean, you know, and I said, well, you know, find something that really, you know, makes you happy about, you know, something about Warren's, and that's the one we picked. Although, you know, it happened a long time ago, I mean, I was saying this, it just doesn't sound dated to me, but you made a good point.
I think he kind of sounds like the popular LA musicians of the era. So if you listen to his albums, you like hear like Linda Ronstadt crew, and then you hear like a later this tune had sort of sounded like LA pop rock, like Van Halen.
Well, way back when, you know, they had studio musicians that would back everybody up,
exactly.
Like the Wrecking Crew.
Exactly.
You know,
and he was kind of a Wrecking Crew, Waddy Wachtel and mm-hmm. Warren Zevon and mm-hmm. The folks that played with him. The same folks with Jackson Browne.
And what do you know about like before Warren Zevon was Warren Zevon?
Oh yeah, he had like he was doing some solo kind of pop music. Wasn't very good, but I don't know. I mean, you
got to start somewhere.
Everything is an acquired taste. So you know, he was trying to sell songs, and there was really no Brill Building in L.A.
And he had like a female partner, right?
Right.
Yeah. It just seems so strange. Is any of that still around? Any of that music?
Yeah. You can find it on like Warner Archives or something like that.
Would anybody want to hear it?
Well, of course people would want to hear it.
Well, it's Warren. It's, yeah, all of his history is interesting. All right, so that was a title track from Sentimental Hygiene back in 1987. Before that, The Cure's Wonderful Fascination Street from their ridiculously cool Disintegration CD. And just before that, talking about ridiculously cool, man, Elvis Costello from Mighty Like a Rose, which was a later career record, but Soul Like Candy, what a great track. And you know, what gets me about Elvis Costello is not only the vast quantity of his music and the different sounds that he made, but his voice is just so consistent, and he's got that wonderful crack in his voice when he's singing.
How does he do that?
I think he was born with it and he learned how to use it.
Right,
you know.
Remember, he was like super, like punk rock, and now when
you—that's what
to
I mean.
His
exactly.
Early stuff, he sounds yeah. like normal rock and roll.
Exactly, whatever that is. The Clash from 1980's great Sandinista CD. That was Charlie, Don't Surf, and started off the new noise for that set with the Shackletons, new single from them called "The Minnesota Girls." Actually, not the Minnesota Girls, just Minnesota Girls. Really cool track. I don't know a whole lot about the band, but
it's another
I like that.
Great band name too, because everybody loves Ernest Shackleton, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Should I know that?
Yeah. He was the guy who was like his going down to Antarctica, and his boat got shipwrecked on Elephant Island, and you know, it's a long story, but. It's a great story, Shackleton.
Hmm. Okay.
You know that? Oh.
I don't think I do.
Oh, well, there's a PBS documentary waiting for you to watch.
All right, I will. I can get it on demand. WMFO, 9:30 in the morning. Mike and Ben here for the duration till 11 a.m. And it's time for more new noise. This one, a request from you, Mr. Lowengard. Jack White has more new music out. And this one's a single called "Connected by Love," and we were talking about what we should play, and I heard this earlier, and I wasn't planning to play it because it's a little weird, as Jack White will experiment a lot, and you know, but we decided to play this. I think it's upon a second kind of a scan, it's kind of cool.
You have to listen to some of this stuff a few times before it sinks deep into your. Brain cells
into my noggin.
Your noggins. And
all right, so brand new
worms.
Brand new from Mr. Jack White. It's called "Connected by Love." It's WMFO, Medford.
Woman, don't you know what I'm suffering from? Ease my pain, make it wash out with the rain. Put it up on your chair. Take it away and give it to
seem to know me best. You chose me out of all of the rest. Take me home with you and help me forget. Let's take the worst and somehow turn it into the best. 'Cause I know
us a song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
Yeah. are busy working overtime. The soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Left down, down. I need a fix 'cause I'm going down, down to the abyss. But I left down, down. I need a fix 'cause I'm.
Gales, everybody, at WMFO, finishing off the last set as the fifth song in the set. I admit it, it's my favorite song in the set because it's something I want to feature and I want heard. Just love what Eric Gales does. That's from his newest release, I believe, just came out last year, Carry Yourself, from the Middle of the Road CD. What do you think of that, Ben?
He's a tone monster.
It's a tone monster. Can you elaborate?
Well, you know, we all like good blues. I mean, blues is all about the tone, and a lot of the signature blues guitar players have their signature tone to them. So, and there's woman tone, and there's ice pick to the head tone. And, but Eric is somewhere in between there. So,
which is a good thing, I would say.
Beautiful, yeah,
beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. All right, and a couple of covers in sequence right before that was The Breeders' take on Happiness is a Warm Gun. Came out in 1990 from their POD CD. Greta Van Fleet, great young band that everybody's heard of, did a Spotify session, as so many bands do lately. That was their cover of Rolling in the Deep. That was kind of crazy. I like that song. A lot. Anyway, you know, Adele seems to be very good at what she does, but it's a lot.
It's a production. You know?
It's a production,
and this is a little less of a production. Which makes it more of a song.
And just lets you hear the song. It's a good song. Radiohead just before that, just to depress everybody into some horrible mood. 1997's OK Computer, great record, but you know, I just like Radiohead at times. And I like the way they explode as the song goes on. That was exit music for a film. And a brand new request for Ben Lowengard, who's sitting right over there. Jack White's got more new music out, which is not something that is unique. He does that a lot. New stuff called Connected by Love. And we talked a little bit about that before. And it's not strange that his music is esoteric because he's esoteric. And he plays a lot of games with recording. Ben, you were talking about some of the stuff he's done with vinyl.
Lazaretto, his last album, came out on vinyl. And if you're a vinyl junkie, you should get this album because it's got every vinyl trick you can put on a vinyl record, from lock tracks and trick tracks that will play differently if you drop the needle in a certain place. I think there's a song in the label, and there's also holograms in the, you know, the place between where the album stops and the label. If you look at it in the right light, you can see a little hologram. And it's just amazing.
Do you have to be in a particular state of mind to see the hologram? Or?
No. Just be, natural thing. Sort of like hitting Command-T in iTunes and watching the graphics go while your music plays. People forgot about that.
Yeah. What do they call that?
That was a thing.
The visualizer.
Visualizer.
There you go.
That was a thing.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. 9:55 on a Saturday. This Saturday happens to be February 3rd, 2018. And Mike and Ben here for about another hour until 11 a.m. when Something About the Women will be here. And new set starting off right now. And somebody beeping the horn outside.
That's right.
That's right.
Because of February.
That's right. It's live.
Hooray! February.
Very happy. I've been very happy about this for a while. Buffalo Tom, Boston's own, has been putting out a lot of new recorded music, which they don't do often. I don't speak often either, obviously. But very happy to hear them. One of my favorite bands from this area. And there's a new offering from them called Roman Cars. It's WMFO Medford.